So what on earth does this mean? The stone is rolled away. The tomb is empty. There's just some grave clothes left and a message from two questionable people who say he's not here. So you may have heard people talk about having a personal relationship with God. And that can mean different things, like being God's friend, seeing God as a loving parent, or learning from God like a teacher. But there's a special way that the Bible talks about our relationship with God as a partnership. Kind of like being on a team with God, so that you do something good together. At the very beginning of the Bible, God creates a beautiful world, full of amazing things. God creates people, humans, and gives people a special job to do. God wants people to be teammates, to do things together, helping take care of this beautiful creation and making it even better. But sadly, we know that people don't want to work with God. They want to do things their own way. And the people that we hear about within the Bible in the Old Testament make bad choices, and they break that partnership. And that's why we may say that the world is full of problems like sadness, unfairness, death, injustice. It's not the way that God intended it to be. But it wasn't just one or two people who messed up. In Genesis, we hear about how everybody actually walked away from being in partnership with God. But God doesn't give up. And God came up with a new plan to fix the partnership. God picked certain people and made special promises with them, and we call these covenants. A special relationship between a particular person or a particular group of people that God wants to be in partnership with. And we call this a covenant, a kind of promise where both sides agree to work together. God's big idea was that these special promises bring everyone back into partnership with God. And there are four really important covenants within the Bible. And the first one was with a man named Noah. After the big flood washes away all of the bad things in the world, Noah and his family were the only ones left. And God promises Noah, "I know people will still mess up, but I promise I won't destroy the earth again like this. Let's work together from now on." And guess what? Noah didn't have to do anything in return. God was saying, I'll stay faithful even when people don't stay faithful. The next covenant was with Abraham. And God told Abraham, I'll bless you with a big family and a land of your own. And through your family, I'll bless the whole world. Abraham's part of the promise, his part of the covenant, was that he was to trust God and teach his family to do what's right. Then Abraham's family grew into a big group of people called Israel. And God made a covenant with the whole group of Israel and gave them rules to help them live as a loving, fair community. If they followed the rules, God would bless them and they'd show the world what it's like to live as God's partners. And the last covenant in the Old Testament is with King David. By then, by King David's time, Israel had become a big nation. God promised David that one of his children would become a great king who would bring peace and goodness to the whole world. David and his family were supposed to lead the people by doing what's right and following God, keeping up their end of the covenant. But guess what? You know where this goes. Israel didn't keep their promises. They didn't follow the way of God. They didn't treat everybody within their society as they should, and injustice reigned. Eventually, they lost their land and they were taken to live in other places. They were conquered and captured. And things looked really bad. But the prophets, God's messengers, who kept on talking about working in partnership with God, gave people hope because they said that one day God would make a new covenant. Even though people had failed so poorly. And this is where Jesus comes in. Jesus is the one who makes all of the covenants come true. He's from Abraham's family, so he brings blessing to everybody. He's part of Israel and obeys God's rules perfectly. And he's from David's family, the king who brings peace and justice to the world. But here's the biggest surprise. Jesus isn't just a good person. Christians believe that Jesus is actually God himself. God came to earth to be the perfect partner we were all supposed to be, but couldn't. So God partners with God's self because nobody is perfect. God takes on the role because people don't do a good enough job. Let us pray our prayer of confession. Let's pray. God, we know that in the partnership that we have with you, you ask us to sit down at the table with those people that nobody else wants to sit down with, to share what we have, to give away what we have, so that others can live more fruitfully and live a full life. Yet we confess that so often we don't live this way. Sometimes we walk past people we know who are hurting. Sometimes we don't do the right things by your creation. And for all of these things, we ask your forgiveness. In Christ's name, amen.